The company based the rankings on each city's veteran unemployment rates, economy, quality of life issues, and the ease of access to VA health facilities. Indianapolis came up especially short in quality of life metrics, which included aspects such as the current veteran population and even the number of veteran discounts at restaurants and entertainment venues. Westwood is the director of NVETS, a veteran employment service. He says he is disappointed by the ranking and that it didn't take into account many of the recent nonprofit and government efforts to attract veterans to the area.
You know, one of the things that is not included in that ranking is what types of nonprofits are active, what state agencies are doing to work with veterans in the local area.
Wood says the state is trying to attract veterans by removing taxes from military pensions and making it easier to connect to employers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.